ancient Myanmar, once known as Burma, puppets had a freedom that the population did not. For centuries, they fulfilled a function we might associate with popular media, given license by the country's monarchs to speak truth to power. It's a tradition that was suppressed for more than a century, but it's one that's being revived today with contemporary subject matter. Ma Ma Nang is the founder and managing director of the Myanmar Marionette Theater, which is performing this weekend at UH Manoa. We spoke with her yesterday.
Myanmar puppetry is in the past popular entertainment for the Myanmar kings and queens. But it was not only for entertainment, but also highly esteemed by all classes. Myanmar Marionettes enjoyed the rare and powerful privilege of being speakers of both king and man. Marionettes were a means of making people aware of current events, a medium for educating the audience in history, literature, and religion, and a display of lifestyle. You know, in the countryside, they were the medias when they were no newspapers.
Did they have a freedom to tell those stories that others did not?
Yes, they functioned as mouthpieces for the people in the days of rioting, tiny hands and state and social affairs. So that the freedom allowed the puppets to talk to the kings or court what others dare not see. So thus a great many wrongs were righted and many lives saved through the speeches of the puppets.
Really, it really had a powerful social effect then.
Yes.
And how long did that tradition last?
It was 500 years ago, 11th century Pagan period. But the first record we have found in 15th century, that's the Ava era.
And it died down?
Yeah. In 1885, when our last king, Thibo, was taken away, the Kratmen had lost their most important sponsor, the court, and there was no sponsor to hire their puppet show, and then they found themselves in a bad situation, and survival was very difficult. And later on, a little bit revived again, but cannot compete with other forms of entertainment. Mm-hmm. And then nowadays, it almost died out.
It's sad to see a tradition that valuable die out.
Yes, really.
Is that what motivated your generation of artists to revive it?
Yes, I launched the Myanmar Marionette Organization in 2014 to grow up the young qualified young generation who are responsible to take it over for this revival of this Myanmar puppetry. And we have been, so I'm the, as the director of MMO, Myanmar Marionette Organization, we have been organizing a number of workshops and exchange programs to grow up the young generations.
And young people back home are learning?
Yes, especially my students. I have to say, yeah, many young people, students in Mandalay and in Yangon also, they realize the value of this art, and then they are learning at me in my theater also in Mandalay. They are well-educated, even well-educated young generation. They love it. They love the tradition. In the olden days, the puppeteers are uneducated people, but nowadays they are even very well educated, who can speak other languages, Japanese, French, English, but they have a great interest to keep this tradition going on.
And as the tradition becomes part of modern life, the subject matter has changed.
Yes. Nowadays, it transformed. The way to perform is transformed, and we go to schools, many schools, and give the children the show that is to educate them, for their health hygiene, or maybe child trafficking, to educate them for the awareness of child trafficking, human trafficking, and then also malaria, HIV, or to read. For example, today readers are the readers today are the leaders for tomorrow, something like that, like a story. We compose a story about 45 minutes, and then we now last month, I think there was a children literary festival in Manali, and then I also participated with the puppets. That is, the title is Today Readers Are Tomorrow Leaders. So it's, all the children, they enjoy very much. And we give the message, very good message to read to the children. It was successful. And it is a little bit difficult, hard to have a great success because we need the encouragement of the our resident people and then also government. But not, maybe, yeah, we have to be patient.
Have to be patient
yes.
With society in general, or?
With the government, also with the society. You know, some rich people, they don't know how to value this ancient art. Mm-hmm. But only the foreign, we have to rely only on, mostly on the foreign as tourists. The foreigners from all over the world, really, they love our Myanmar traditional puppet. They really value it. But Myanmar people, they don't know the value of this, especially in our country, maybe, but in here, America, the Burmese people. Now, Burmese people, Burmese community in LA and in Las Vegas and San Francisco, they are also trying to invite us there. And then they realized, they came to know how to value this traditional art. But normally, Myanmar people, because this is an influence of other Western music, pop music, and other stereo.
Sure. Yeah. So in a way, they've moved away from the past.
Yes.
And you see a great deal of value in bringing back the best of the past.
Yeah, I'm working hard, and Myanmar Marine Organization also, this is a group working hard for safeguarding this, our traditional puppetry.
Ma Ma Nang is the managing director, puppeteer, and founder of the Myanmar Marionette Theater, which will perform Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. in Orvis Auditorium on the UH Manoa campus.